This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 235 for Friday, January 20th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. Today's futures canola market backed away from overnight gains Friday morning to post small losses as traders square positions ahead of the weekend. Canola down $4 to over $6, March down $6.50 at $820.20 per ton. Gains in Chicago soy oil did provide spillover support overnight, but soy oil retreated from its highs and is now lower as the North American session gets underway. Canada exported 227,000 tons of canola in the past week. That takes the crop year-to-date total to 3.9 million tons. It's well ahead of the 3.1 million exported by the same time a year ago. Producers were active delivering into the commercial pipeline during the past week with just over 500,000 tons of deliveries, the largest since harvest time in October. In the U.S., soybean and corn futures are lower while wheat is steady to mostly higher. Rains in Argentina remained bearish for soybeans, although crops in the South American country have been hurt by drought and will need more moisture through the growing season. The March bean contract down 3 cents at $15.12 per bushel. Weekly U.S. soybean export sales of just under a million tons were up from the previous week and in line with trade expectations. The USDA announced additional flash sales this morning of 220,000 tons of soybeans to unknown destinations. Corn also a bit pressured by the beneficial moisture in Argentina. The March contract down 3 cents at $6.74 per bushel. Weekly U.S. corn export sales did come in above average trade guesses at 1.1 million tons. That was somewhat supportive. Ethanol production data released yesterday showed just over a million barrels per day of the renewable fuel was being produced in the U.S. last week. That's up slightly from the previous week. Wheat, it is steady to mostly higher, underpinned by solid exports. Chicago up a penny in the March wheat contract at $7.36 per bushel. Kansas City wheat up 5 cents in the March contract at $8.37 per bushel. And Minneapolis spring wheat holding near unchanged, up only a quarter cent in March at $9.04 and a quarter per bushel. Weekly U.S. wheat export sales of 473,000 tons were at the high end of trade expectations and well above the previous four-week average. Much-needed precipitation across the dry areas of the southern plains as a winter storm moved through accounted for some selling pressure tempering the advances. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Friday, January 20th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm report.